All right, I'm going to lay it all out. I promise you it's going to make sense. I promise you, you're going to be on board in a minute.
I know you just got some new bling on your finger and your hand feels so heavy.
And you just want to go tour those wedding venues. They're so beautiful. I know, but you're not ready yet. You got to talk about your guest count first.
You just do. You got to know it.
Let me tell you why. I'm Meredith. I own Plus One Planning. I am a Wisconsin-based wedding planner, and I share all my wedding planning tips and tricks for all of TikTok to know. So if you just recently got engaged, welcome to the club. And today I'm discussing the guest count as an element of your wedding planning pillars, which I previously discussed in the video linked here. The size and scope of your wedding, that is a critical foundational element that all of your other wedding planning decisions will be based upon. And once you start seeing how your guest count and your budget are intermingled and how they work together, the rest of the wedding just falls into place. We all know that venues and event centers have a maximum occupancy for obvious reasons, but did you know that many venues have a minimum occupancy as well? There are a lot of venues that will say you cannot host a wedding with under 200 people here. So when you go on your venue tours, they will ask you that. You also need to know that the size of your wedding is going to feel comfortable in that space. Strictly talking from an ambiance, personal space, wiggle room type of perspective. You don't want to cram 400 people into a 150 people room like a bunch of sardines. But on the other hand, you also don't want to have 75 people just wandering aimlessly in an event space that's meant for 250 people. It's just going to feel sparse and it won't feel intimate and the vibes just are going to be off. There's too much room. So there is a sweet spot. And also, when you know your wedding budget, you kind of have an idea about your wedding priorities and you know where you want to allocate your budget, you can start to figure out how many guests you can properly accommodate at that scale. You're going to do a rough draft of your budget and you're going to start to realize, okay, so it's going to be about $150, $200 per guest. So we can accommodate about this many guests. So if you don't know how many guests you're planning on inviting, you won't know how much money your wedding's going to be. It's math. And if you're looking for like the fastest way to trim about $1,000, the best way is just to like uninvite 10 people. And it's a lot easier to uninvite people when you have only been engaged a month and they don't even know they're invited yet. But that's a deep dive for a different video. So yeah, you gotta know what you gotta know before you need to know it. But that's why you're following me. You don't need to know your final head count yet. That's silly. You don't need to know that till 2 weeks before your wedding. But you do need to know like a general ballpark range. You just need to be able to tell your venue if you're having a small wedding, which is going to be like between like 50 and 100 guests, a moderately sized wedding, which is going to be like 150 to 200, or if you're having a large event wedding, which is going to be like in the 300 plus range, you just got to know what scale we're working on and what our budget is going to be per guest. That's all you need to know at this stage.
We'll deep dive into the rest later.
If you're looking for more wedding planning tips and tricks or where to get started, follow along because I got you, honey.